In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. As I started with our children, we congratulate ourselves on the beginning of the Advent time, which is a very important period in the church. It's the period of keeping fast and pray and meditate on a very important topic, which is the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. مهم قوي ان احنا يعني في الايام دي ايام الصوم الميلاد ان احنا نركز على التجسد. موضوع التجسد ده موضوع مهم جدا. And in this topic, we'll try to take some figures from the Old Testament. The most famous figures that already saw the incarnation or were part of the incarnation in the Old Testament. Of course, one of the most important prophets is Moses. As we said to our children, Moses. And Moses actually was the most famous prophet in the history of the children of Israel. And just to give you an idea about how great he was in the eyes of the children of Israel, after his death, the devil wanted to uncover his body to let the children of Israel worship him. And you can read that in the epistle of Jude, the Risalat Yehuda. He explained about fight happened between Archangel Michael and the devil about the body of Moses. So he was the greatest prophet in the Old Testament. And actually, he saw the incarnation of the Lord. He saw it. The first time he saw the incarnation of our Lord was when he was shepherding the sheep of his father-in-law. And then he saw the fiery bush, the bush which was flamed with fire, but it wasn't burned. And it was the first sign, the first sign of the incarnation of our Lord. He saw the divinity in the shape of flame of fire and the humanity in the bush itself. And of course, the bush was resembling the Mother of God, who received in her womb, pure womb, the Lord Jesus Christ incarnate. And after that, was born. Also, Moses saw the incarnation in another occasion. Do you remember? When did he see the incarnation? As we explained to our children, when he went up the Sinai Mount and received the two tablets, which was the Word of God. And the Word of God was written on two tablets. And the two tablets was resembling or resembling the humanity on which the Word of God was written. So the Logos is the living Word of God, came to the womb of the Mother of God. And He was incarnate through the Holy Spirit in her pure womb for 9 months, from April 7th to January 7th, when we celebrate his birth or his incarnation. Why do we call it incarnation, not birth? Every one of us is born. Born means before our mother conceived with us in their wombs, we were not there. Neither spirits, nor souls, nor bodies. But for our Lord Jesus Christ, before he was in the womb of his pure mother, Saint Mary, he was there. And this is the main difference, that he was there. He was with the Father. He is the Son of God, and he is equal to the Father. And he is equal to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity in one God. But he was manifested through the incarnation to the whole world to perform the work of salvation for us. الفرق بين التجسد والميلاد فرق واضح جدا. الميلاد احنا ما كان لناش وجود، لا روحنا ولا جسدنا ولا نفوسنا كانت موجودة قبل ما أمهاتنا يحبلوا بينا، لكن بالنسبة لربنا هو موجود من الأزل. المسيح روح المسيح أو المسيح نفسه كإله مساوي للأب، مساوي للروح القدس، ثالوث أقدس، موجود من الأزل. لكن تجسد يعني خد جسد من بطن العذراء. عشان كده أحبائي ما كانش محتاج لراجل. خدوا بالكم، he did not need a man. لأنه هو موجود من الأزل، وكل اللي حصل إنه هو تجسد في بطن العذراء بفعل الروح القدس بطريقة above our understanding، أعلى من تصورنا وأعلى من مفهومنا. خدتوا بالكم ايه الفرق بين التجسد وبين الميلاد؟ ده مهم جدا. And he is the only one in the whole world for whom we can explain or can explain his birth with the word incarnation, not birth. Or not even birth يعني. عشان كده كلمة كريسماس يعني Christ manifestation، كريسماس ماس يعني ظهور المسيح. ما حدش بيتقال عليه فلان ماس، ما اقدرش اقول شنو ده ماس، ما اقدرش، لكن اقدر اقول كريسماس لانه هو كان موجود. He was before and then he was incarnate and was born of the Virgin. دي مهمة جدا، ودي طبعا most of the people, most of the unbelievers cannot understand how come that God may take body to be seen in the whole world. مش فاهمين الكلام ده، مش هيقدروا يفهموه إلا بالروح القدس. No one can say that Christ is God except through the Holy Spirit. As I said, Moses was one of the greatest prophets that was, number one, example of the incarnation. Number two, he saw himself. He saw the incarnation or the symbols of incarnation in many symbols in the Old Testament. طبعا after 2 weeks from now, not next Saturday, اللي بعده, we'll start Kiyah 7 and 4, 7 and 4, and we'll see the symbols that Moses himself used by the word of God, by the order of God, not only in the fire bush, not only in the tablets, but in the tabernacle itself, in the lampstand, in the altar of the incense, in the censer, in the manna pot, or a pot of manna, and in the ark of covenant, and in the rod, which he opened the Red Sea with. Many symbols. We will see that Moses himself used all these signs, which we understood after the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, that it was written in the Old Testament to say, one day, these symbols, these signs will be fulfilled through the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here, taban, when we read back in the New Testament, we will find that St. Paul, in his last epistle to the Hebrews, wanted to prove to the Jews that all the prophets and even the angels were resembling, in a way or so, Jesus Christ. But none of them was Jesus Christ. None of them. I hope that one day we come back to explain to you the epistle of Hebrews, because it's a little bit difficult, but a very deep. And we need to read it and to understand it verse by verse. في رسالة بولس الرسول العبرانيين، معلمنا بولس الرسول بيكتب لليهود، العبرانيين دول اليهود، عشان يثبت لهم ان كل انبياء العهد القديم كانوا رموز او استخدموا رموز او شافوا رموز عن المسيح، لكن ولا واحد فيهم كان المسيح. فعمل مقارنة بين الملائكة وبين المسيح، بين المسيح وموسى، بين المسيح ويشوع، بين المسيح وهارون، بين المسيح وإلي، وهكذا، عشان يقول ان كل دول كانوا بروفيتس لكن ماتوا، الا المسيح. الا المسيح هو الله الحي اللي مات بإرادته وقام بإرادته وصعد الى السماء بإرادته. All of them were resembling our Lord Jesus Christ, but none of them lived forever. All of them died except our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to the cross on his own will, without being obliged to die or forced to die, but he died willingly to give us the true life and the eternal life. And through his resurrection, he gave us the new nature, the nature which can conquer the power of death. And through his ascension into heavens, he booked for us the place which every one of us, God willing, will have his part there in the kingdom of heaven at the end. And this is the main difference between our Lord Jesus Christ, the incarnate God, and any other prophet or even creation, even angel or archangel, even Saint Mary, the mother of God. She is the best in the whole world, but still, she is not God. She is not co-redeemer. No. She needed the redemption, exactly like every one of us. But the Lord used her pure womb because he found that she is the best among the whole women all over the history of the world, from Eve to the end of the world here. I will read some verses from the epistle of Hebrews, some verses, because when you go home, please open chapter 2 from the epistle of the Hebrews. If you want to follow with me now, you can get the Bible. هنقرا جزء من الاصحاح الثاني من رساله العبرانيين بعض ايات كده عشان نشوف المقارنه بين المسيح وبين موسى، وليه بولس الرسول استخدم موسى كاول واحد بعد الملائكه على طول. اول واحد بعد الملائكه على طول اتكلم عنه بولس الرسول كان موسى النبي، عشان زي ما قلت لكم هو اعظم الانبياء اللي داقوا موضوع التجسس. In chapter 2 بيقول ايه؟ Therefore we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? Mean God also hearing witness, bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of Holy Spirit according to his own will. Chapter 3 starts to speak about Moses directly, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house. بيقول زي ما كان بالإيمان زي ما ربنا عين موسى اللي كان أمين على كل بيته. بس لوك بقى at verse 3 بيقول حاجة مهمة جدا. بيقول ايه؟ For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses. مين ده؟ Who is this one? Jesus. يقول لكن ده كان أعظم بكتير مجده أعظم بكتير من موسى. زي ايه؟ زي الفرق بين ايه؟ بيقول ايه؟ In as much as he who built the house has more honor than the house. يعني بيقول العظمة زي الفرق بين اللي بيبني البيت وبين البيت. طب مين اللي بيبني البيت؟ مين اللي بيبني البيت؟ هو الله. ومين البيت؟ موسى وإلي وحضرتك وأنا، كل واحد إحنا البيت. We are the house but he is the builder of the house. فربنا كان بيستخدم موسى. شوف بقى الجمال بقى هنا، الكمباريزون هنا رهيبة جميلة جدا. بيقول موسى على العظمة بتاعته دي كلها كان مجرد بيت بيسكن فيه ربنا. مين اللي عمله؟ ربنا. يسوع المسيح هو الباني بتاع البيت. Jesus Christ was the builder who built the house. شو بيقول ايه؟ بيقول For every house is built by someone. اي بيت يتبني به. But he who built all things is God. كل واحد بيبني بيت. لكن مين اللي بيبني كل حاجة؟ هو ربنا. إذن هنا موسى بالرغم من عظمته دي كلها لكن كان مجرد نبي، كان مجرد إنسان قائد ربنا اختاره. He chose him for certain mission, certain message, certain service. لكن هو is the true builder, our Lord Jesus Christ. بس موسى كان يشبه المسيح في حاجات كتيرة زي ما هنشوف دلوقتي. Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant. for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward. But شوف موسى بقى كان عظيم وأمين على بيته كخادم كخادم لكن تعال شوف المسيح Christ as a son over his own house whose house we are if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Allah. بقى بيقول ايه؟ بيقول المسيح هو صاحب الحكاية صاحب الشغل صاحب الحاج صاحب الايه؟ البيت. طب مين البيت؟ مين البيت بقى؟ Who is the house؟ يقول كده بيقول whose house we are احنا بيته whose house we are امتى؟ If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. هنا بقى بولس الرسول بينقلنا من ان احنا نبقى مهما كنا عظماء just servants مجرد خدام الى ان احنا هنبقى بيت ربنا بيت ربنا the house of God. اكتر من كده more than that one day he called us a اكتر من the house of God جوه بقى the temple of the Holy Spirit. Don't you know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit or the temple of God and the Holy Spirit dwells in you? ألستم تعلمون أنكم هيكل الله وروح الله ساكن فيكم؟ هنا بقى بيقول حتة حلوة بيقول أمال البيت فين البيت؟ البيت نبقى أنا بس إمتى؟ لما نحافظ على طهارة البيت اللي اداهولنا لما نحافظ على قداسة البيت اللي اداهولنا هنا نبقى فعلا بيت ربنا مش أي كلام مش أي كلام المسيح ابن فوق كل البيت ده طب فين البيت؟ قال أنت وأنا is over this house and over his own house whose house we are. In another word, when our Lord Jesus Christ agreed to perform the salvation and he came to the world, he came not just to save us, but also to dwell in every one of us, to make a mansion in his heart, in our heart, to make a mansion for his dwelling with the Father, in our hearts. Do you remember the verse? Who can remember the verse? Even in Arabic. يعني المسيح مش جه بس عشان يخلصنا وعشان يفدينا. لا ده المسيح جه عشان يعمل من بيتنا هو والآب ايه؟ منزل. ايه الآية بقى؟ مين شاطر يقول لي الآية؟ الله الله خدام الله الله
انا والاب واحد
لا ان احبني احد ها يحبه ابي وانا احبه واليه ناتي وعنده نصنع منزله. If anyone loves me, the Father loves him, and I love him, and we come to him, and we make mansion. This is the verse. إن أحبني أحد يحبه أبي وأنا أحبه وإليه نأتي وعنده نصنع منزله. إذن أنا النهاردة بقيت مسكن للمسيح انا بقيت مسكن للمسيح مش مجرد بقى اسمي انسان مسيحي لا it's not enough that I carry a Christian name. Not enough that I go to the church. Not enough that I have a Bible. Not enough that I pray. No, it's much more deeper. I have become now the mansion of God. Mansion of God. Allah. What is the mansion of God? Seven. What is the mansion of God? The kingdom. الملكوت. ولا لا؟ مش كده؟ And every day we say thy kingdom many times. And when he was teaching them about the kingdom of heavens, one day he concluded his speech with this verse. But I tell you that behold, the kingdom of heaven is in you. ها ملكوت الله داخلكم. طب يعني ايه ملكوت الله داخلنا؟ What's the meaning of the kingdom of heaven in us? It means that he lives in us. هو موجود جوايا. لا بقى المسيح جوايا طبعا. طب انا ازاي بغطي عشان بنسى؟ طب انا ازاي بشتم عشان بنسى؟ طب انا ازاي بتعامل زي اي انسان في العالم؟ Because I ignore simply that I am the mansion of God. I ignore simply that I am the temple of God. I sometimes am careless to recognize that I am the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in me. How the man of incarnation? This is the meaning of the incarnation. The incarnation for the whole world is that the Lord, it's the greatness of the mystery of godliness. عظيما هو سر التقوى. For the whole world. But for me individually, for you, for everyone who accepts Jesus Christ as a savior becomes automatically the temple of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's why one day St. John in his one of the first epistle, he said, the man who is born of God cannot sin. قال كده مرة مش كده؟ المولود من الله does not sin, لا يخطئ. ده القانون. This is the law. This is the law. وبعدين بعد ما شرح الحكاية دي قال I say that for you so as not to sin. But if in case, if in case, what does it mean? It means that the general life, the most life is that I don't sin. But in case if I sin, in case, the exception is that I sin. شوف بقى احنا اولاد ربنا بقينا وصلنا لايه دلوقتي؟ شوف احنا وصلنا لايه دلوقتي؟ What level did we reach? ها؟ يعني الاكسبشن ان احنا we may sin. There is a funny story, but it's a true story. To give you an example about how did one of the monks understood that any bad thought could be يعني something terrible he has to confess. One day he hurried to his spiritual father and he said to him, I want to confess. He said, okay. He said, no, I can't confess here. Let us go in the wilderness. They went to the wilderness. They walked for about 5 kilometers. And he said, say now. He said, no, far. My sin is terrible. He said, what? He said, let us go farther. They went, they walked about another 5 kilometers. And then he said to him, I have a question. A bad thought came to my mind, that the donkey of our monastery is more stronger than the donkey in the other monastery. They had two closed monasteries. وزمان ما كانش فيه عربيات وحاجات زي كده، فهنا كان في حمارة بيجيبوا عليها الحاجة وحمارة بيجيبوا عليها حاجة. فجيت في بال الراهب ان الحمارة بتاعت الدير بتاعتهم اجدع من الحمارة بتاعت الدير اللي ايه اللي جنب، فاعتبر ان ده خطية كبيرة وفكر طيب سيء، فكر شرير جه على دماغه، يحتاج انه يمشي 10 كيلو عشان يقول للاب اعترافه الحمارة بتاعتنا، جالي فكر رديء ان الحمارة بتاعتنا اجدع من الحمارة بتاعتنا. الاكسبشن. I give you an example. It's written in the Paradise of Monks. يعني دي مش حاجة فانتازية أنا بقولها. It's not fantasy. It's written in the بستان الرهبان. بستان الرهبان. The Paradise of the Monks. It gives you an idea how accurate these people lived in. They lived in a very accurate life. أي فكر. That's why here in the church, in the fraction, annual fraction, what we say? Huh? Every single thought which is not pleasing unto you, let it be far from us. كل فكر pleasing to your goodness, كل فكر لا يرضي صلاح يا الله محب البشر فليبعد عنه. الأصل يا أحبائي، الأصل في التجسد معناها إن المسيح تجسد جوايا، اتجسد جوايا. فاللي أنا بقوله مفروض يبقى according لكلام المسيح، عيني بقت عينين المسيح. وعشان كده بولس الرسول قال إحنا الأورجانز بتوع الكرايست، إحنا أعضاء المسيح. فقال ايه؟ اخد اعضاء المسيح واجعلها اعضاء خطيه؟ Is it right to take the organs of Christ and make them sinning organs؟ يعني ايه الكلام ده؟ يعني انا اخد بق المسيح واشتم ببق المسيح، ده بق. اخد ودن المسيح واسمع بيها كلام وحش، ده ودانه. أخذ عينين المسيح وبص بيها نظرات رديئة فيها طمع، فيها حقد، فيها خطية، فيها نجاسة، ما ينفعش. أخذ رجلين المسيح وروح بيها في حتة وحشة، ما تجيش. أدي معنى الإنكارنيشن يا جماعة. معنى الإنكارنيشن إن بولس الرسول قال كده، قال أفأخذ أعضاء المسيح وأجعلها أعضاء خاطية؟ God forbid. حاش، بقدرش أعمل كده. ومرة تانية قال حاجة جميلة، قال مع المسيح إيه؟ صلب. I was crucified with Christ. Then I do not live but Christ lives in me. فأحيا لا أنا بل المسيح يحيا فيا. فما أحياء الآن إنما أحياء في المسيح يسوع الذي أحبني وبذل نفسه لأجلي. يعني الموضوع طويل عن كده، بس أنا سرحت ونسيت نفسي. I'm sorry. I didn't finish what St. Paul wrote in chapter 3, but I will leave it to you to read it later, please. And try to compare between Christ and Moses. Not to know, but to apply it on yourself. احنا محتاجين. We need to apply everything in the Bible to ourselves, to our life. هنا مهمة جدا. موسى is not the builder. Moses is the house. And you are not a servant. You are tool. Tool. You are the house of Jesus Christ, who speaks on your tongue, who behaves through you, who walks to visit the people, the needy, the orphans, the sick. That's why in the Bible he spoke about helping all these, the stranger, the traveler, the sick, the prison, the people, the hungry, the thirsty people, the hunger people, the thirst people. He took all these to himself. And he said, whenever you visit the sick, then you visit me. Whenever you feed the hungry people, then you feed me. When you give them water, you give it to me, not to them. It means that he lives in these people. And when you give, actually you don't give these people, you give Christ in these people, because you see Christ in everyone. ربنا يدينا كل نعمة وكل بركة ونبقى نكمل الموضوع دي في مرة تانية. إلهنا المجد الدائم للأبد أمين. Any question? Okay, thank you. Let us pray.